start with the positives. First goal for the Mariners on the weekend. Quite a celebration. How did that feel?
It was good. It was nice. It was a good way to vent like a little bit of anger as well. Show a bit of passion. Don't score many goals, so you got to make the most of the celebration.
You're in the right place at the right time. You're starting to make that left back position your own. How are you settling in here on the coast?
Oh, I'm loving it here on the coast. It's really good. Great team, great club, great bunch of boys. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying playing football again, playing week in, week out. It's the reason I came here, and it's great to be doing that.
You knew Connor Payne obviously quite well before coming into the Mariners. How much easier has he made that transition for you, you know, being already familiar with him and guys like Paul Lizzo as well?
Yeah. It's been such an easy transition. Paolo, I've played under Paolo before, and I've played with many of the boys before. Connor at my... at the old club at Victory, and many of the boys in the international setup as well. So it's been very easy. And then all the boys that I've been meeting for the first time made me feel welcome from day dot.
Was touted almost mission impossible against Sydney FC on the weekend. Well and truly matched it, and many have said that we should have at least taken a point there. Must fill you with a lot of confidence from the performance on the weekend.
Yeah, it does, definitely, and the performance the week before. Everyone looks at us maybe as the weaker team of the comp, but I think we're showing now we can match it with anyone, and we should be getting results against the top teams. We're starting to make a statement now, and it's not for them coming and having an off day, because we're doing it consistently now. It's showing the football that we play and how good we are.
The challenge now is obviously turning performances into results. How big would 3 points be away from home against Wellington this weekend?
3 points would be huge. We've dropped 6 points to them. Wellington, a team that we definitely should be getting results against. It's always a tough trip to go down to Wellington. It's a long trip for everyone, but to go there and get 3 points, 3 points away, just 3 points in general, really, it's what we aim for and it's what we want.
You've stringed together quite a few consecutive performances now. First time in quite a while you've been able to do that. How do you find the body's holding up?
Well, the body's holding up good. It took a couple of games to get used to. It was mid-season, but I was kind of still in pre-season fitness, but now I'm starting to find my fitness and starting to hit my peak levels and push more and more. And it's good. It's showing in my games. I'm able to get more forward, which I like to do, and run out the games a lot better. I'm making the full 90 rather than cramping at 60.
At the start, there was a really good combination happening there between yourself and Connor. Now, that left wing has changed quite a bit and can chop and change. How are you finding your combinations there on the left side?
Yeah, it's good. It's been really good. And even the games I've played on the right, I'm finding that I'm able to play with any of the boys that's put in front of me, because they're all quality players and everyone works well for each other. I've got a good combination with Connor. I've played well with Trent. I've played well with Fab. So it's good. It's good to show that who's put in front of me and really who plays with anyone, they can play together.
After the game against Sydney FC and now first training back, what's the message from Paul Okon leading into this Saturday?
Believe, really. We got to believe in ourselves. Like I said before, we've matched it with the big teams and should even be getting results. So if some players or fans or whatever didn't believe before, believe now, because we've proven it time and time again now.
A couple of former friends of yours from Victory are now obviously with Wellington Phoenix. So yeah, will you talk to them in the week leading up?
Probably not the week leading up, but I'll have a good chat to them after the game.
Yeah, and just lastly, the trip to Wellington, like you mentioned, it is a tough trip. How do you prepare for a trip to New Zealand?
Really just like any other game. You fly there and you just do what you can. You just got to do your own things in your downtime to make sure your body's right for the game, and the staff do everything here for you as well.